Lynn, would you like to come and chair with the kids, please? Well, all of us, but particularly the kids.
Do you want to come up front? I've got a wee quiz for us this morning. Do you like quizzes? You know what a quiz is? Yes, Cynthia does. What's a quiz, Cynthia? I do ask questions, that's right. So if the adults get, if the children don't know the answer, I'll refer to you folks, so hold on. Okay. What is Richie McCaw famous for?
Rugby.
Rugby. Good girl. Can you spell the word representative? No? Okay, any takers? Nobody. They're looking at the floor. Ross.
N-O.
Oh. Right, okay. Perhaps I'll just move on to the next question. Question three. Why do you know Prince William's name? Why is he famous? Have you heard of him? Prince William. He's part of the royal family. Yes, indeed, that's right. Yes? You know what this is? You ever seen one of those before? Have a look, see if you can figure it out. It's cancelled at the moment because I got a new one the other day in the mail. Do you know what that is? Yes, it's got a terrible photo of me in it. Do you know what it means I can do?
Passport.
It's a passport, that's right. Yeah. Do you know what it does? It does get you into places, that's right. Yeah. It means that I'm a citizen of New Zealand and I can travel around the world on that. Not that one, but I've got a new one without the sticker on the front. So, cool. Do you know what an ambassador does? Nope. Okay. Anyone out there listening to Jim this morning? Anyone know what an ambassador does?
Represents one country in another.
Yep. Yes. Okay. What did Jesus do when he was here on earth? We've only got a couple more questions.
Help people.
He sure did. Did he do anything else?
He died on the cross.
He died on the cross, yes. Any more takers?
Showed us how to love.
He did show us how to love, yes. These are all good answers. Rightio, I'll have to find a harder question. Who is New Zealand's representative in the United States of America? Any adults?
One of them,
you know. Oh, yes, our ambassador. Starts with a T. This is his first name. No, it's not. No. A man called Tim Grocer. Okay. Does anyone know New Zealand's representative to England or the United Kingdom?
Lockwood Smith.
Yes. Yes, he is. Sir Lockwood Smith. That's right. Good. The adults jumped in on that one. They didn't even give you a chance to answer that one. All right. What does Mum say to you every morning when you leave the house on your way to school?
Clean your teeth.
Clean your teeth. Good. I hope you've done it before you left the house.
Have a good day.
Have a good day, yes. What else does she say?
Bye.
Goodbye. Run for the bus. No? All right. My dad always used to say, be nice to the teachers. I don't know what he thought I was doing, but he always said that. All right. Here's a question. Do you know the difference between an ambassador or a high commissioner? I found this out this morning when I was doing some research last minute. Does anyone know?
Salary.
Could be salary, I don't know.
A high commissioner's actually got more power.
No, I don't think that well, that may be true, but that's not the answer I'm looking for.
Do they represent the Commonwealth countries?
Ah, well done. Yes, if because we're in the Commonwealth, if a person's going to represent us to a fellow Commonwealth country like Australia, we don't have ambassadors, we have high commissioners. And if they're going more on a head of state representation, they're called ambassadors. So, yeah, good work. Yeah, I didn't know that. Now, my next question, my last question. Why do you think all of my questions have been asked this morning? What do you think that's all related to?
God?
Yes, a little bit. But we'll get back to God. Yes?
To fix our mind.
To fix our mind. Yes, all about what? What are we learning about this morning?
People.
Yeah, people. That's a good answer. It's true. Yes. The reason all my questions I asked you this morning is because, did you know, when you go out of your house every morning, you are representing your family? You're confused. Okay. When you go, what's your last name?
Solis.
Solis. What's your last name?
Mwangi.
Did you know when you go out of your house in the morning, Mwangi and Solis person, you are representing the people in your family? Did you know that?
No.
No. Isn't it quite an amazing thought? So when Mrs. Gardine goes out of her house, she's representing the Gardine family. And when Mrs. Weir goes to work, she's representing which family? Weir's, that's right. And she's representing, she's only one person, but she's representing Jim, her husband, and her children, and not only them, but the people who have been older than her and gone before her. So like when Mr. Johnson leaves his house, he's representing the Johnson family. So all of us come from a family, and people look at us and go, oh, if that's what she's like, or that's what he's like, that might be what that whole family's all about. Is that true? Are you representing your family? Would you stand up for what other people in your family, would they look at you and go, oh, the Mwangis, they're pretty cool people. We like them. They might not. They might not say that out loud to you, but we think you're pretty cool.
Yeah.
So your family's pretty cool. So what I'm saying is that we're representing other people, our family. But do you know another thing? When we go outside every morning, we're not just representing our family. If we've chosen to follow Jesus, we're representing God. Whoa. And those things you said before, helping people, loving people, being kind to people, that's what people look at us and go, oh, well, if that's what following God's like, that's pretty cool. We're representing God. Which is a pretty big thought. So, this week, when you say goodbye to Mum, grab your bag, get on the bus to go to school, think about how you can represent your family, but also that you're representing God. Let's talk to God about that, shall we? Lord, thank you that when we choose to follow you, we represent you. Lord, and as we leave our house every morning, thank you that we've got that in our mind, but also the bigger fact is that you're with us and you go with us wherever we are. Thank you that you're helping us to become more like you and that we reflect you to those around. Help us to do that this week in your strength. In Jesus' name, amen.